This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
With us at the moment, we have Arlen De Silva, who is a producer and DJ and is part of the Chill Out Festival, specifically doing Lavendays, which is a cool name. I really dig that.
Yeah.
It's great.
But there is a reason why it's called that, isn't it? Because it's in a lavender field, is that right?
It's a lavender farm, and the farm's called Lavendula, so it just, you know.
Of course, makes sense. Too easy.
Hey, before we get talking about the event, give us a background on who you are.
Okay, so who I am. I started off as a DJ, still DJ. Probably don't DJ as frequently because I'm, you know, a bit long in the tooth now.
but there's a lot of DJs still out there, though, aren't there, that have been doing it. You know, like, look at the John Corses of the world who are just as popular now than they ever were.
Yeah, look, I guess it depends on the music you play, you know. I mean, if you can play music that's, you know, covers a wider audience, then you'll have a greater following.
Mm.
I've always kind of been a bit niche. I've always played clubs that not underground, but, you know, on the verge of underground.
Okay, and what sort of style of music?
Anything from soul, funk, disco, house music. I mean, I started off playing R&B and hip hop.
Right.
When, you know, like during the period of, say, like the mid 80s when I started, you know, it was the breakdancing, graffiti, you know.
Yeah. And that sort of music was very fresh and new here because radio never played it. So you were only hearing it through a DJ, weren't you?
Yeah. You'd have to go to an event. A record store that sold imported music.
Yep.
Or if you were lucky enough, you might get a few promos from some of the record labels because they were trying to bring in stuff that was, you know, happening in America and the US, and they thought it would happen here in Australia. But it was a very niche, small market, and that's how I got sort of caught up in the whole thing where, you know, it was all about the music. So it didn't really matter where I went to find it. As long as they were playing good music, I'd be there.
Yeah, great. And so, you know, like, you do a little bit of that now, but you've got involved in producing and putting on events. Is that right?
Yeah, no, I've been doing that for a while. I mean, I've run clubs in the past. I used to run a club called Freakazoid sort of just on the turn of the millennium. That went fairly well for a few years. And even before that, I ran a few small nights in bars and clubs. And now I've been doing more parties. I do like a New Year's Day event that's been going for the last probably 12 to 15 years. And obviously with COVID, that had to have a little bit of a break, as a lot of us in the entertainment industry. Mm. But, my plans now are kind of to, you know, get back into it. I'm looking to do another venue, probably not a club as such, but something that's involved with music.
Mm.
I'm involved with Muso, which you probably know about and you've worked with, which is a music streaming concept.
And that the man we're talking about there is The Connection, is somebody that I've known for 100 years, Peter Bainhoff, who you're in cahoots with for this event.
That's right, yeah.
And so Peter is famously known around Australia because Rockwiz, he's involved in Rockwiz, and when it was a TV show, and now as a stage show as it goes around the country. So, so it's a very easy one for you to get involved with somebody that's good at organising events and stuff.
Definitely, yeah. Peter's he's a legend.
He is a legend, yes.
And, very lucky to be working with him. I think that's what kind of COVID sort of, it opened up those opportunities where like-minded people could get together and, you know, have a, you know, I guess a way of working out with one another what you could do in this situation.
Yep, yep.
I mean, you know, we spent sometimes, you know, cursing it as well, but I think we ended up being a lot more productive than most because we were lucky as well. Mm. We got some opportunities from the federal government and
Well, that's good. So look, let's talk about this event, part of Chill Out, and what you mentioned, it's in a lavender farm. Where did you find out about it? How did you know about this?
Well, it was really weird. A few people have spruiked it to me before. They're going, oh, you know, there's this lavender farm, and it was always in the back of my head. And then I was with the guys that I do the Muso project with, because there's one of the guys there is involved with the AV company. And I mentioned to him, I said, look, there's this lavender farm in Dalesford and, you know, Chill Out's coming out. Wouldn't it be, like, great to do a party there? You know? And then he goes, oh, yeah, I know the owner's son, and, you know, and then it just sprouted from that.
Okay, so what it's a day party, is it? Have I got it right or not?
Yeah, look, it's sort of an afternoon soiree.
Right, okay.
That when the sun goes down turns into a bit of a open-air disco.
Right, okay. Mm. Oh, so it will go into the night.
Yeah, we knock it on the head at 11.
Right, okay.
So from about, because it's in the countryside, from about 8 o'clock it starts getting dark.
Yep.
Mm.
So, you sort of get both the experience of night and day there.
Right, okay. And what's the music that you'll be playing there? Because, you know, like, it's a particular audience that you're appealing to. It's Chill Out.
Yep.
So who are you aiming at?
So at the start of the event, during the daytime hours, the music's pretty cruisy, you know, as in it's a proper chill out style, you know, music concept. And it slowly, gradually goes up in tempo as the day goes on. And again, we play anything from like soul, funk, disco, house music, electronic, nothing too hardcore. There's a few parties that happen after, and if you want to kick on and you want that bit more sort of, you know, out there vibe, there's a lot on. So everyone that comes to us goes to other parties like Thick and Juicy. I think Honcho Disco's got something. I'm not sure if it's on the Sunday or the Saturday, right. But I think...
And you're on the Sunday?
We're on the Sunday afternoon.
Right, yeah. Okay. Yeah, and it's a long weekend, isn't it, as it always is?
Yeah, it's a long weekend, yeah. So it's the Labor Day long weekend.
Right,
so.
Okay. And of course, you know, like Melbourne's a ghost town for our community next weekend, because everyone goes to Chill Out. It's huge.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's either Mardi Gras or Chill Out.
Yeah.
And I think there's also the New Zealand... Auckland Pride is even before Mardi Gras, isn't it?
I've no idea.
Yeah, because when I used to run Freakers, we used to get a lot of people from America, and they used to come in. They go, "Oh yeah, we've been in Auckland."
Right. The cruise ships used to come through. Yeah. Yeah. There would be huge cruise ships that would come into Melbourne as well, and then go on to Sydney, and they came from New Zealand.
So there's a bit of a circuit.
Yeah. And this is virtually the last one. The last leg.
Gave me a heart attack.
All right. it's this coming Sunday.
Yep.
A part of Chill Out. And what's it called again?
11 Days.
11 Days. And how do you get tickets from it? Where?
Through the Chill Out
ticketing
right. Brilliant. Site. Yeah.
Okay, easy. And we all know how to do that. Well, you just Google Chill Out and it will come up. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
And it sounds like, I reckon it's going to be around for years. Yeah, it's going to be really popular.
Hopefully. It's early days for us because we've only done one before and this is our second one. But the idea is to build something that becomes a bit of an iconic
part of the weekend.
And it's something that hasn't been part of their repertoire as well. So it's a new addition.
Yeah.
Certainly the best smelling gig in town as well.
Yeah. And sounding.
Yeah, of course. That too. Crushed lavender and great tunes.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much. We've been talking to Arlen De Silva here on Joy 94.9, Sunday Arts Magazine.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.